Have you ever been to a Chuck E. Cheese's restaurant? Like other similar eateries, Chuck E. Cheese's serves food, but also has arcade-type games for the kids, which operate on tokens available for purchase. Depending on the child's performance in catching bumblebees in a net or hitting gophers on the head, coupons will spew out of the machine, which can be redeemed for prizes. Big, huge prizes are on display, but unless your child saves coupons for several years, you will choose from a small bouncy ball and a keychain. But one mom has decided that luring children to spend their tokens is not just business, it's criminal. Denise Keller of California has filed a potential class action lawsuit against CEC Entertainment, alleging that many of the token eating games at her hometown Chuck E. Cheese are actually gambling devices, similar to slot machines, which are illegal in California. Ms. Keller cites various games in which a player puts in a token and a wheel turns or a ball drops to land on prize tickets. Unlike traditional skee-ball, pop-a-shot, or even whack-a-mole games, which require skill, these are pure games of chance, or gambling. Because the outcome is purely up to chance, these machines are prohibited under laws that also prohibit slot machines. Ms. Keller's lawsuit alleges that CEC Entertainment is engaging in an illegal business practice and demands reimbursement for all those tokens. This is not the first time Chuck E. Cheese has been accused of promoting kiddie gambling. The Supreme Courts of both Mississippi and Alabama have held that these types of games, like the quarter pusher, are gambling devices. In Mississippi, the legislature later let kiddie arcades off the hook with a low-stakes exception. In Illinois, the general definition of gaming device exempts low-stakes games like the claw game, which require skill, much more skill than I have, but doesn't exempt the kind of chance-only devices that have become popular. It is hard to say how an adult putting a nickel or quarter into a slot machine and getting back nothing or more coins is very different from a child putting a quarter token into a machine, pushing a button, and getting back zero tickets or some number of tickets. If one is highly regulated, then not regulating the other activity, particularly if it involves children, seems inconsistent. Of course, public policy reasons for regulating gambling usually point to problems of gambling addiction and the social costs of problem gamblers. One could argue that children won't be bankrupting themselves by purchasing quarter tokens. However, gambling laws don't distinguish between nickel slots and $50 blackjack tables, and some have made the argument that cheaper forms of gambling can lead to bigger stakes wagers. These types of wagers aren't available for most kids, though, particularly at your neighborhood pizza place. One might also defend a kiddie arcade exception by arguing that children won't be addicted to games when the prizes just aren't that valuable. However, these commentators have never tried to pull a screaming child away from the claw game. Of course, many onlookers will shake their heads and ask, why doesn't Miss Keller just not take her kids to Chuck E. Cheese's? If she thinks that today's quarter pusher game will lead to running away to Atlantic City 10 years from now, then why doesn't she just keep her kids out of the arcade? Of course, this is the same argument that some make about prohibiting certain adult activities, including gambling, which is prohibited in California. Perhaps adult Californians wanting a little action should grab some earplugs and head over to the nearest kids' pizza parlor. This is Christine Hurt.